caught any imagination after just been on a steady downhill.
You know, it's interesting that even Paul would have been there if he was supported as Buckley, because we didn't take his suggestion about anti-craft teas. Fritz said, you can't do that, you know. Sorry, he did this column line, but just to show sure you know, these people, you put them in. Even our staff here, that's why I don't want to let too many to come in, Bob, to advise you on all these things, because when they get advice, they think their game turning on, you know.
I constantly ask people what they think and don't do it.
And try to know. Never ask, as you said, never ask an older politician's advice unless you're prepared to take it.
Yeah. And there's a news leader thing. He's got an interesting point. The LDJ was done when the elite and the media left it, but RN has never had their support. So as long as he retains middle America, he'd be all right.
What are you going to do for
greedy commentators, which is...
They didn't like their news on them,
huh? I guess they look like they're talking about the White House, too. Since they're making the point that they should be in the newsroom, they should look like their newsstand instead of looking like their White House pundits.
Trots.
And then they're basically different cross-site individuals. But he calls him here, Trotsky and Tunyon.
Well, I was going to say, no, this is they are the more revolutionary communists who are not under the control of Russia. Therefore, a person can be a Trotskyite without being pro-Russian. That's the point.
Right.
A person basically the Chinese communist are probably more Trotskyite.
And there's a lot of us too.
And they're Trotskyite probably. My point is that it's really, by Trotskyite, it means they're a violent revolutionary bastard. That's really what it means. The Trotsky is a violent revolutionary.
They point out behind this, they're talking about the success of the takeover of the Trotskyites and the student stuff. See, behind this success has been undeviating Trotskyist insistence on two positions, nonviolence and sticking to the war, while other left groups, including the Moscow-oriented Communist Party, go off on tangents concerning race and class struggle and may flirt with violence. The Trots have amassed support by concentrating on nonviolent opposition to Vietnam. But this doesn't mean they've abandoned their dream of a revolutionary takeover. Rather, the war opens magnificent new avenue to an old goal.
Good.
It's amazingly perceptive. Oh, also, Evans.
I do recall.
Evans yesterday on the TV just really poured in on McCloskey.
Let me say.
Really hammered him. Well, McCloskey's done a lot of lines. We've got a lot of stuff going on. But Evans would let him off the hook. The other two guys.
Oh, you mean on Evans? I was an analyzer, sir.
Evans was the questioner. He would, he kept pushing McCloskey on that, do you really want to do this stuff? McCloskey's effective as hell.
He's effective as hell.
Yes. Sure. He has the ability and he's very articulate. He has the ability to lie while he's looking right into the camera. And just convincing as a devil. And obviously the guy is totally unprincipled and that's a dangerous man.
That's the thing that is surprising, because everybody told me he was so sincere. Remember, Erdogan was the main one.
Yeah, they thought Riegel was sincere too, until they saw
him. You know, they're both accidental nuts. I guess it's
Saksky's going to take him.
Is he?
Yes,
William?
Yes, Saksky's read his synthesis after in office. This is a fucking situation.
Now, how are Rogers to get him?
No, not yet. Actually, well, probably
where you want
him. Well, I know. The guy that could be most effective in doing it, if he will, is Bill Sullivan. Because McCloskey built Sullivan up, he kept saying, well, Sullivan was ambassador, none of this terrible stuff was done. But as soon as Godley came in, he shifted to an intentional policy of demolishing the
Coalition. Why don't you just give the order over there to Bill Sullivan to bring an answer? Put it on. Or he's going to be out of assistant secretary.
That calls Rogers' bluff on it.
Right.
He said Sullivan would be very good on the PR side.
Fine. All right. This is it now. This is it. I mean, if he takes him on, this is it. He'll had a big crowd in Rhode Island from what I see. Well, I had thought, when you told me it was a McCloskey rally, but apparently it must be, and everybody else was there, so it was really sort of a Democratic rally.
Well, it's part of the nonpartisan Dominican rally. Put it together.
Yeah, I know. But I think if you get McCloskey there, my God, you expect him to draw a crowd.
There's a question of how they would grab the end. We've got a picture. We'll get a look. It looks like it's about 6,000 or 8,000.
Well,
they're playing as
further at 15.
Further at 10.
14 to 16. Well, whatever it was.
It wasn't. But then,
12 to 14.
Then rather immediately accelerated it to 25.
Did he?
Oh yeah.
25,000. The difference is irrelevant.
Difference is irrelevant. But I'm going to ask rather sometime to apply the same multiple factor to our times. Another one to be started off on today. He announced that the governor's conference this morning, he would be releasing some of the $10 billion in impounded funds. So. he sees the point. Now, that doesn't mean you can leave it at that. We've got to.
I mean, he's no concept of big plan in post.
Well, you know how he did that? Which is very interesting. We got two big plays in the post by doing it this way. Doe and,
I knew that.
Don got a big play.
They met the board.
No, what they did was they released on Sunday the text of what they were going to say on Monday. So we did the thing we keep talking about against Sunday news because there's nothing to write in the Monday papers. See, Dole's speeches this morning, country governors, but he put it out yesterday. So they read the text of what he's going to say on Monday. Because of the light work, we got a bunch of got a good page two story on, was it depending on the president of Vietnam or something? Was it one of the songs? And that was, he released that song. He's going to stand on the floor today, but he put it out as an advanced fact.
And we're going to follow up, see that then again.
We'll put that into the regular. We've been pushing for doing that. We finally got two of them to do it this weekend.
Can I suggest the other motion? How do we get our radio things ready? We got Christ got any of those ready yet?
I am, again, pushing on trying to get the first few of those lined up there.
I think we're the one. Well, I think a half a dozen of those is not a bad idea, Bob. Just without trying to build them up, you know. They'll build on their own. Don't worry whether they get first page or the like. Just run, you know.
Yeah.
And if they're good, then put out a little booklet up. See, that's what I have in mind. I really feel that it's a very good idea. I think they should always be run at the same time, too. The more I think about it, let's just do them Sunday afternoon kind of thing. I really feel it's good.
Well, Sunday afternoon is again the same point. You do them then and release them. They'll be big Monday morning then.
Yeah.
Even though they're not news, even though they're not hard news.
Turn to our editor's thing, though, in the Scally deal, you know, saying we've just got to have TV because it wouldn't have been better off for you to do it my way, to play to the editors and to have the radio and not have the goddamn cameras in there that day.
Well, you would have lost some camera coverage. You didn't get very much.
Lost what? You got what?
But you build up the editors by putting it on TV, too. That's a big deal to them to have the television there.
I'm going to go on. To worry about. Well, you have TV, Matt. You don't have the question. There was money leaves in there because of you. There
wasn't much else. The big news was China.
Oh, we, you know.
So I guess that all it did really feature stuff on China.
Yeah.
Great chunk of the idiots.
Yeah. Well, that's probably worth it. Either we should have put it all on live.
Frazier was on TV at the White House.
Okay.
On CBS last night.
You see, one week we forget. One that's over something. What is the you will follow through now on Reiner's and Sullivan. Mm-hmm. Just say that I want Sullivan to answer that. And just put it bluntly. He's an answer. We've got to have an answer. The State Department is under attack. We're not going to answer from the White House. I'm going to go on and do it. I get all the bells and say, Bill, how about this? I really feel this. I want to report on it too when I get back to noon.
I think Bill ought to take it on too.
I do too, but it'll better maybe to keep it at Sullivan's level at this point.
McCloskey set Sullivan up. It wouldn't have worked very well for Sullivan to do it otherwise, but because McCloskey, you can't go like that.
Yeah.
Now he's in a good position.
Oh, maybe Sullivan agreed to 49, I think so.
It's maybe possible, but.
Well, that's goddamn, I'll find out. I want to know now. This is something that's another possibility. So they just nail it down.
Well, we've got another. It's not a break in a way that we can, if we can ramp something up his ass to me. Where Bob Wilson's in Laos right now in Vietnam. So we're going to throw him there's a couple other guys with him, throw them in a helicopter and run them over the area that looks like McCloskey wouldn't fly over the part that we wanted him to look at. Because he knows there are villages. that what he wanted to do is fly where he knew there were no villages, so he could say that he had flown all over Laos and couldn't find a single village standing. That's what he did. Now we'll run to Wilson with a camera crew and a chopper over where all the villages are and take pictures of them. Bob Wilson come back and said, what's the matter with this son of a bitch? They tried to get him to take this part of it, and he wouldn't go. I don't know if Bob's going to, it'll be interesting to see what he, you will get me
in. I like to
publish. Unless we get published, we'll put him on the front page. But it's amazing how little attention they gave Pulaski yesterday.
Why did he give it to him?
I don't know.
You know why? He thought McCarthy was a threat to Johnson because he was feeling a great hard time for their party. But in McCloskey's case, they know that
he's no real threat.
But
McCloskey even knows that.
They, well, we all know he's a public relations threat.
Yeah,
I know that.
But
I'm
aware of that threat.
But in terms of a political threat, we get down to it. Now, Mitchell has got to get going. Well, of course, you get all these little primary states organized. I suppose that's already being done, wasn't it?
Or something started, yeah.
Well, not really, really cracking all the governors on it. I don't know either, but I can't say that our people can't handle this political involvement. I don't know why they can't handle the policy. We're pretty sad because, as I said, he is from the wrong side. Boy, if he was on the right, we'd have real trouble. Real trouble. Right when you're at Goldwater, for example, right now, they have a hell of a lot of support on all the young welfare, revenue share, and so forth. Unbalanced budget. McCloskey's talking about things that do not appeal to Republicans, generally. He's for the long years and all that. Incidentally,
Jerry Ford, incidentally, did take him on, and apparently wanted to, on a general basis.
I saw Bob, and I know this is, I guess this is, was a good strategy, but I just don't know what I wonder about it. You know, they had me proclaim this Earth Day thing.
I saw that too, I didn't realize they had.
Well, the reason they did was that Congress was going to pass it, and they said, well, I better proclaim it. Now look, I saw the picture of Congress proclaimed this morning that Lindsay walking in the park with the Earth Day people. They're the most slovenly, ugly, shitty-looking group of people I ever saw. I don't want to be associated with such people. Now, doesn't John realize that? I mean, I know John knows that this is a... that he knows, really, that he knows, John really knows that this is a... of course, that we don't want them to have the environmental issue, but the people that are on Earth Day are bad people. Now, they are bad people.
Yeah. People get publicity on the dark.
To be perfectly frank with you, Bob, it's a bunch of shitty stuff. And I know there are a few people who want to clean up the bottles and parks and so forth and so on. But most of them are
against the publicity.
Most of them are pretty bad. You know, they are. Look at the pictures.
I don't.
Look at the pictures, goddamn. They're not our people. We're not. Nobody's going to believe us. I just don't have the Congress pass it off. Well, anyway, it's done now. But don't get me on any higher today, please.
Well,
please, don't get me in the Earth Day.
Now, this is Earth Week, and you're not doing anything on Earth Day.
It's
Thursday.
No, it's Earth Week.
And it's Thursday.
I
won't be doing anything.
I'm bugging out of that one.
Yeah, it's Thursday.
I'm bugging out of that one. I get that on Sunday. But I'm bugging out of Earth Week. How do you feel? You feel we should have gone live with the editors. I don't. I feel your reaction when so many, let me put it this way, when so many thought no, who normally was thought yes, that was the kind of thing that convinced me, you know what I mean? Dick Morris was referred for, you know, for going out.
I think probably in the overall strategy it was better not to.
You see, it was just came days after the other.
But the one that always did
wish.
And it was a hell of a performance, and it was, the applause thing was good.
Oh, and you don't get the restaurant.
And you'll never, that's right. That was one of the things we were after, was a Q&A thing with applause for the answers.
Yeah. It was the war, but I guess, you know, the funny thing about whatever we want to say, the war is the issue anyway. War, and China, they people don't give a shit about
China. China's part of the war, Reed. China's part of the war, Reed.
Well, when I say the war, China and Cali, I meant to say Cali. Cali is the war. Sure, but Cali is the war. China is the war.
Cali's gone away.
Yeah. I know that there are a lot of questions. Who does the war? Who is the war to?
And yeah, to national security.
Spies and all that sort of thing. If that's the case, you just go on and don't get this play it out.
This week they're going to give the demonstrators a big thing, and that's the war.
That's right.
This week, and then next week we'll die down, and the week after we'll go back again.
Next week we go on. TV, right? Now, do you agree that we should not do anything this week?
Or let ourselves?
Back and talk about. additive part of mine, and again, then that should go in. Like the, beam system. Not mentioning us, that's the need for the United States to be productive. I mean, to explore the unknown, to remain a great nation, the greatest advantage the United States has. We can talk about missiles and all the rest, but economically, this is the world leader. We can lose it. A really long piece. It was sort of a montage, and all of that in 1,500 words. Mainly because he'll go 2,000 words. But you see, upbeat, right about America. I had that feeling, Bob, when I saw that. I really did. A little class in Rio Grande High School, the little Mexican kids who refused to go out and beg the merchants for the money. You had to read the story.
Yeah.
And it was just crazy. They went out and sold salons, and they washed cars, and they picked beans, and they did all the lousy menial tasks these goddamn Walmart workers won't do. Instead, they were proud, these little Mexican kids, that they had earned their way of Washington. I felt the same way. They were good-looking kids, wonderful, nicely dressed, scrubbed, and nice. They looked like a lot of others. Then I saw that choir, Texas A&M. David pointed out, well, here's A&M, it's 14,000 students. That's more than Harvard, Yale, Princeton, and the three little Ivy League schools put together. I saw those guys. All of them with their hair cut. All of them came through. They all shook hands afterwards. Half of them, or three of them, and a third of them, four of them had been to Vietnam. Half of them were saying, well, my God, we're all for what you're doing. Stand firm. And a lot of religious types, you know, God bless you, that sort of thing. Pray, you know. But I thought that out across this country, that's the audience we should speak to. It's the audience that Finch and Rumsfeld did not really write their memorandum about enough. Now, I know they were thinking about it, and you've got to get Nicholson, but if we're going to talk about college kids, and I strongly urge, let's play our college kids. And really not try to go into the camp of the enemy. I shouldn't try. Now, we were right to go to Kansas State. We were right to go to Nebraska. Where you're no problems. Jesus Christ, all those southern schools, you know, yes, there must be a two or three California schools. I don't know. Maybe not.
Sure. The Cal Poly type schools.
Are they a little better?
Yeah, right. Where the kids are learning how to be farmers or, you know, mechanics.
There may be a few. But my point is that we can win some of these people.
SC.
Redlands, Whittier.
Yeah, right. Redlands and Whittier and each of them has their own little radical group.
Sure. But they're kids that are sort of idealistic, wonderful kids, you know. But boy, they look at that much. I compare it with the bastards that we have around. We got to work for good kids. We got to work our side, don't we? Good professors.
Getting the political.
What is your feeling about? considered a state highway.
Right.
He's looking, and I want to,
I think Sullivan is better than Rogers.
I really feel he is at this point.
And the house, anybody can pick him on, that's perfectly all right. The people out there should pick him, Reagan should pick him around.
But the White House should soar along with the whole list, and just not get into it, Bob.
That's exactly the matter of fact, no disagreement.
That's why I didn't get into the editors when they asked me the Agnew question. I didn't mind, Buchanan written a beautiful answer, as you can imagine, and where I took the press off about some of the things, he says, look, he's right about a lot of these things. Right, you know, he's a resident, Ken Crawford and all the rest of Redmond. You have a great obligation, television has an obligation, it's a powerful media, and so forth and so on. That little lecture that wouldn't have done a dot ten bit of good, me to get in the ring about the press, don't you agree? I don't think, for me to get in the ring, I think everybody else should. But what the hell's this to do for me to get in the ring?
Just do it.
I didn't kiss their ass. I did that today, but I did not take them on.
And you get them on by the J. Edgar. You said that the press editors, you have a responsibility.
But don't you agree that we ought to stay in the White House away from big things like that?
Yeah.
This is a big gun. We want to pop it off of Mikulski right now.
There is a solution.
There is a solution. No question about it. The state river, there's a lot of people really about it. New Hampshire said he was worthy. Of course, it's the usual problem. If I go to do it, that's your better be. Well, everybody's criticized. Tell what I'm under. It's just that they wrote about me. Worse.
They say you're worthy and you're not saying anything. They say he came up and didn't say anything.
Sure.
But my point is,
it's because he's out there that he's catching hell. So now, Kennedy's not out there yet, and you don't see him. It may have been wrong. I think it was great until people saw him. Then all of a sudden, they realized he didn't have it, right?
Sure.
I'm surprised Jackson go all the way to Vietnam, because I know there.